Tape script 1.5.
Part 3.
You've just been nominated or named as Joint Entrepreneurs of the Year. What was it for?
Well, coming from where we did, to actually build a successful business. And the other thing is to actually provide employment. If you provide employment for 600 people directly.
Do you think success has spoiled the Patels?
Speaking for myself and my brother, I don't think it has. We are not the sort of helicopter or yacht people in any sense. I can sincerely, truly say ourselves that we do not see ourselves any different to what we saw ourselves as when we were younger. In fact, we got the same friends as we had when we were children. Same college and university friends. We still keep in touch with them. And I would like to think we're very approachable. So I would say it hasn't really spoiled or changed us. Yeah. I mean, clearly, in terms of luxuries in life, one tends to sort of indulge oneself a little bit, but not extraordinarily, I hope.
No way extravagantly, because if I could go on the train somewhere rather than the car, then I would. That sums up our, approach to life. I would rather do some philanthropic work rather than waste money.
One final question. Young people starting out,
sure.
What sort of advice would you give to them?
Shall I go first?
Yeah, go.
Live your dreams. If you have an ambition, go for it. Do not let little, small distractions or calamities stop you. Chase your dream and go for it. And that's exactly what I have done. That's where I would like to be a role model for anybody who wants to be somebody tomorrow, to see what we have done. And if I can touch one life, then my job in this life's done.
Now, what I would say is with the dreams, one needs a slight dose of reality, a lot of hard work, and as Vijay says, not to be set back by any temporary kind of difficulties.